good to be here, and I'd like to just say thank you to each and every one of you tonight, and especially for praying for us and been supporting us from, I think, 1994. It's a long time. The church has been supporting us here in the island of Fiji. We are very great and thankful to you all for your support and for your prayers that throughout these years that you know, Lord has done a wonderful work and still using us for His glory. This evening, I'm here with my wife, and we have 7 grandchildren and 4 children, and of course, 1 wife. And we are very grateful for the work and the ministry and the call that the Lord has called us in the island of Fiji. So we are grateful. Since then, we moved to Fiji back in 93. We are living in New Zealand, and the Lord put a burden in our heart to move to Fiji. It was a struggle when you live in a very comfortable country with a lot of things. You don't want to go back to Fiji. We said we want to get away from the families and struggle that we had there. So we moved to New Zealand. We wanted to settle there, but the Lord always had something good for each one of us, and He said to us, we need to go back. 5 years I fought with the Lord when I surrendered, and my wife surrendered. When she said yes, we go, then we went quickly to Fiji, and here we are since 93. There's been 27 years now in Singatoka, and we started with nothing, and today God has blessed us with many things that we see, and many souls that has come to know Christ as the Lord and Savior. So I'm going to take you around with the presentation tonight, if it works. I should hide here so that you guys can see from here as I talk. No. This is what we have at Glory Gate Baptist Church, and our ministry goes with the help ministry. Right here is help ministry, is helping in our community in any way, anything we can do to help people, to reach out to them with the gospel. We have school ministry. Our school ministry is starting from old preschool or kindergarten, and we go right up to high school, which is called year 13, when they graduate and go to university. So we prepare the student right from the kindergarten to primary school, then to high school, then they go to university. We are very privileged to do that through. We started in 2008, and the Lord has really blessed that ministry. And in our school, we have all open to everyone, like Hindus, Muslims, and nominal Christianity. They all come to our schools, and there they find the Lord. It is a great ministry. It is a great outreach ministry, and people do bring their children in, and we have a limited space that we take each one as we go through year to year. And then we added more to our ministry, which is an MI ministry, building homes and building lives. The condition of people living in Fiji is very poor, and some of them don't have a nice house to live in. They have a little house, and they have a big family. So we go out in the village in interior to help and building there. So with me and my wife, we have my son, Michael, and his wife, Doris. He's a Filipino. It's a long way to get our wife for him from Filipino. We imported her from there to Fiji, and now I have a very international family. My elder son-in-law is American. I don't want to offend brother Americans. I got an American son-in-law, and then I have an Australian son-in-law, and then I got an Indian son-in-law, then I got a Philippine daughter-in-law. So you can see it's a very international family. And so we are very blessed with them. So it is really challenging to see my son to come and help in the work in the ministry. He said, you know, he got a good offer by the resort there. He loves photographing, and he was offered to do a job in the resort, but he declined it and said that God has called me, and I want to do to help in the work in the ministry. So by faith, he came on, and then he got married last year. And as I'm speaking today, he went to see his in-laws. I think in Philippines, then you need to go and give them a pig. to get the daughter, is it right? That's what they said. I said, all right. He has to go to Philippines to present the father-in-law a pig for thanking him to giving her daughter to marry to my son. So we are very grateful to that, and it is a wonderful blessing to have him work and do the ministries as far as the ministry in Glory Gate Baptist Church is concerned. This is how our property look like. We have Christian school, Bible college, and teachers training college, which are on its way. And my son is training in the Bible college. And we are a step school with the Louisiana Baptist University in America. So if you're not familiar, but I think you're probably familiar with that. And that's where we get our courses from. And this is how we have a property for the school, for the extension of our ministries at Glory Gate Baptist Church. So just to help you, in the middle is a church. This is a church building. And this is the place that we live, me and my wife. And underneath this place is my son and his wife live. And this is the classroom on top. And this is the primary, junior high and high school. This is girls' dorm. This is the staff quarters. And at the bottom is our dining hall. And on the side here is boys' dorm. And at the back of this building is our kindergarten. So it's solid, intact one. And that's how the ministry goes. And we got the teach children agriculture. And this is, we use this park. And there's a lake at the back with some water there. And the drain down here gets the water. It's a big lake at the back. It was a natural lake. So that is how we are at our place. So you're welcome to come anytime you come to Fiji. Only 10 hours from here to fly to Fiji. It's not long. Yeah, helping as any ministries we do, we help people in many ways. As a pastor, know we need to be busy. So I, as a pastor and also the principal of the school, and also a husband and a father, so I got a lot of portfolio to fill in to do the work. And also I love building. That is my trade, and all the things that we build around there. As far as building is concerned or agriculture is concerned, we do all kind of work to teach children in many ways, in many things. So this is what it is. This is Children's Park, where the kindergarten children play. And this is the main highway that goes through. You cannot get lost in Fiji. In land wise, it's bigger than Singapore, but population wise, it is just less than 1 million people. Just imagine, we're looking at the Singapore, 5.8 million or something.
7 million.
7 million, my word, I didn't know that. But nevertheless, so here we are with little people with much land. So that's what we do as far as our school ministry and other ministries concerned, to reaching out to people as we can. And students in the classroom, we use ACE curriculum that helps them to ground them in the Word, to teach them about God's Word. And when the parents come to enroll the children, we tell them if there's any background, this is our textbook, and if you agree, you can sign the contract and enroll your child. If not, there's public school you can go. So children, parents are, you know, they want to come and enroll the child in our school. So this is our Nehemiah project, building homes and building lives. Time to time I have to get out of my suit and get into this building app. And this was one of the houses that was burned down, and we went and built this for a brother in the Lord. And that helps to open the ministry to the community. They can see what is happening at in the villages, and they come, and some of them come to help us, and some of them with a question mark. And that's where we witness the people one-to-one base. So this is now a ministry which is very effective in reaching out to the people in the community. And this is a new project that we have taken. This is the Ratu Colin. His dad was a good friend of mine. When we first moved to Singatoka, we get contact with him. And he's a chief of the village, his family. And they have entrusted that land. There's their land they gave to us. So in Fiji, we lease. We don't own land there. We lease for 99 years. So that is what we do for 99 years. I think the Lord will come before our land expire, or I will expire before the Lord comes. We don't know either way. So then whoever will be there, they can know the problem. But so far we are concerned, we are pretty good for 99 years. So now, because they have gave us the land and this is the condition of his house that he's living in. We thought that we return the favor to him to help complete his house. So we did some extra work on that side. We just started it, and then when I get back, then we will go there and start to finish his house, so that they have a decent house to live with their children, because his children are coming to our school. So he's a chief, gave us a land for nothing, all the land, the church property is on, and so now we are just doing a favor in helping them out to get a decent house in the village. So please pray for him. We are praying for him for his salvation. He thinks he's safe because he's from Methodist background. So any Fijian, native Fijian thing, they go to church, they are Christian. So we are helping him to understand he needs to be born again. And this is helping all our children who come from different background to our school, and that's where they find the Lord. It's very interesting to see we have different nationalities coming to our school. And then they start to learn about the Lord and know about the Lord, which is a great thing. And it takes time to talk with them time to time and explain to them about the question they have after they're doing the place where, you know, it is all grounded in the Word. And they have question about, what about this and what about that? So it takes time to sit with them to explain and ask them. These are my boarding students. They live, and this boy, and I think that girl, there's a native Fijian, they live with us. It's like they are just like our adopted children because of the broken family, and we are just having them here. Most of our children, we have a total of 19 children at school which are full scholarship. They pay nothing, and that's where we trust God to meet the need to sponsor these children to the school. So we're looking for sponsors for the children so that they come to our school and to know Lord. And we have a lot of students who have came in and they've gone to university knowing the Lord as the Lord and Savior, which we're grateful and thankful to God for saving their soul. We need to go out and evangelize, and we use pulpit, we use school ministry, we use tracts distribution, and we go house to house preaching the gospel, and then we meet in disasters. Fiji always have disasters every year. This year was very good to us. We didn't have any natural disaster apart from flooding, but still there were some. But when it is a natural disaster, it is very bad, because we got a cyclone that comes at category 5 and they just destroy everything. So we are very blessed to go out, and through the help of a lot of churches around the world, and we go and help these people to restart their life with the gospel. This is all the TEM program that we have in our school. We use on our playground, we put a big shed because people come, a lot of people come. It's not only the parents, but their aunties, their uncle, their grandparents. It's sometimes the whole village come to the meetings like this, and so we can present our children. They sing songs, they share the poems and all those things that goes around in a school, and they help them to understand. And this is my daughter-in-law, Doris, and helping another girl with this. And this boy, when they came from the other school, they could not even read well. So even they were in year 5, we have to start from the basic with phonics and help them. And when I was enrolling this, I thought I'm going to only enroll the children, the little girl that was in a kindergarten. The father said, can you take my 4 children? And I think my wife was not happy to take 4 children, because very financially, she's my finance manager. And yes, a pastor, you know, we got hard up, right? Just dropping, never knowing how we're going to pay for them. But we trusted God, and we have them in our school. Today, they are able to read and write. Some of the students, they come, they have zero literacy and numeracy. They can't even read and write in the public school system. So when they come to our school, that's where the AC program is very, 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 very good to help the children to get them started with the learning program. Even they can sit with the year 5 children and doing year 1 work. Just imagine that. So that they don't have any discouragement on that one. So we are very blessed to use that. Yeah, as we go through our school and ministry, we are so glad that we can witness to them about the Lord Jesus Christ and help them to know and reach out to the parents. children, children to the parents, and parents right to the community where they are well known. So our school is very well known in the community. Singatoka is a small place, and there are about 25,000 people live in that small town, and it's spread out quite a bit wide, and so that our community is in a small scale. Yeah, we have baptism service. Students, when they get saved, we take them to the sea. Unfortunately, when I go to the sea, the tide is out. So there's some water for them to get baptized, you know. Otherwise, it will be hard for them to get baptized. So we use, because we're not far from sea, we are just a few kilometers away from the sea, and so we take them there and baptize. If you come, you won't miss it because we live by the sea. So I invite you to come and visit us if you can. So here is our ministry, reaching out to the lost. Lost in the community, lost in our school, lost in our neighborhood. People need to hear the gospel. So we are just spreading the gospel. And day by day, the Lord brings the harvest. People is all around us. We use our school as a platform to reach out to the people. And there are a lot of kind of people. We have met all different kind of people. We have people from England, Australia, or from New Zealand. I don't think anybody's from Singapore there, isn't it? No, from Korea, but not from Singapore. Maybe somebody from Singapore may come to help. But if you like to come to help us in the school ministry, we always need help. And you can take a vacation for 2 weeks and come and help in the school. That will be a walking holiday, of course, so that you can come and help. And you can reach out to people, and God will really bless you. So this is the platform we use to reach out to the people in our community so that they can come to know Christ as our Lord and Savior. This is me, and that's my son-in-law, who comes and helps time to time in our church and preach for me as well. So we're reaching out people throughout the village meeting. We have own Bible studies on Thursdays. We go in the village and where our people are, and so in their home we sit. So when you go in the village, the aunties, the uncle, the cousin, the neighbors, they all come to the meeting. Even they are Hindus or they are Muslim, they will come in here. And many times some of them will be a witch doctors, you know, in Indian they have witch doctors. And so it is interesting to challenge them and using some of their material to help them understand that these are all nothing. If you trust, if you really put your trust in the Lord, you will be able to know the Lord, and He will save us, not these things that you believe on. So it is really a challenge to us, to challenge them, to help them understand the importance of knowing Christ as their Lord and Savior. So this is the platform we use to go out and preach the gospel in our Bible study groups in the villages. And this is the school platform we use, and then reach out, or even in a funeral service, or even the workplace, we go give Bibles. People always want Bibles. And we're grateful to the big ministry in the U.S. They send us Bible so that we're able to go and show them and help them so that they can have Bibles in their homes and so that they can read. So this is the ministry we're doing at Glory Gate Baptist Church and our Christian school. These are some of the prayer points just to go with you. Pray for new families that got saved, and for the housing need. So we are praying for them so that they can, we can help them. Pray for Michael and Doris as they are in full-time ministry with us. So please do pray for them so that they will be faithful. He's a young man, but we like him to be grounded in the Word. And so that he will just be able to do great work for the glory of God. Even if I'm not there or not, you know. Life is very short, we know that. And today we are here, tomorrow we don't know what it's like. So we always want to prepare young people to reach out. And pray for the needs of the sponsor, for the inspiring the children in our school. Each child through the AC books are expensive. We have to buy from Australia, so we would like to see some more sponsors coming in for sponsoring our children so that each child can be rich. We would like to see every child hear the gospel before it's too late. So that's our burden, and that's where we are reaching out. Pray for all our students. Pray for the need of teachers. As I said, man, you can just come and help in our school if you like for a month, or, you know, if you come to Fiji, they'll give you 4 months vision. So, and you can come, and we got a place for you to stay. but it's a working visa, all right, so you can come and help us in school. Pray for our good health, which is very good. We like to eat well. We like to keep our health, and we want to die healthy. We're going to die anyway, so why we want to die with all this thing? We want to die healthy. So pray that now we will all work hard and do things for the glory. Pray for our Nehemiah project as me going back, and we're both in the field and also in the school at the same time. Yeah, pray for we are praying for a pickup vehicle for our Nehemiah project, because sometimes we have to go interior in the villages and to assess, to know how we can help people in that. So these are some of our prayer needs. So we pray that you'll pray with us and ask God to help us, and so that we can continue. As I say, I'm very much thankful to you all for your presence and support, that we can reach out together for the glory. We can be anywhere in the world, but we can all reach out to the people. And one day you and I will be surprised when somebody will come and tap on your back and say thank you. You never met him. You don't know about him. You may be a different part of the world, but because you gave, they're able to come to know Christ as the Lord and Savior. So that's the challenge, so please do pray for us. That's the presentation. All right, I'll share a little bit about my testimony, and I'll keep you 6 hours to hear me when I preach, so that we can go home tomorrow morning or go straight to work. So we'll see how it is. Nevertheless, I got saved from a Hindu family. My parents were very strict Hindus, and my grandfather was a Hindu priest, and I was training to be a Hindu priest, and I do all kind of Hindu ritual in my home in the temple. And we grew with that. And I've become very close to my grandfather. In my family, they thought that I would be the best priest. But I happened to know my aunt, who was a Christian, and she always come to my home, and my family doesn't like her because she was a disgrace to the family. But there was something about her in my inner heart. And that has really challenged me, that she was a very quiet lady, very humble. She won't preach, but she will say, I'm praying for you. That was the only thing she will say, I'm praying for you. And she will laugh, and she will quietly win, even though they don't like her. They talk nasty about her, but that's how it happened. But I had that question in my heart, what she had that I don't have. I was looking at what we are doing as Hindus. It was not satisfying me. And I had a question. My grandfather has to make a statue. My grandmother has to dress the statue. And we put in the temple, look, ugly thing sitting there. And we say, worship him. So it was a really going in my mind and in my heart to know what. But in 1975, my aunt called me to come to a crusade. And Billy Graham came to Fiji. And that day I decided to come to sit and just to see what's going on, what the church is like. Behold, the Lord took my heart, and that day I gave my life to the Lord. That was 23rd of August, 1975. God saved me. And I'm grateful and thankful for today, that not he only saved me, but he called me to preach the gospel. And I'm very grateful and thank God for this opportunity. And where then I met my wife, and we got married. And here we are today. So we are very grateful and thankful to the Lord for this ministry that he has given, and people and friends all over the world, the brethren. Now you go anywhere in the world, it seems like that now I've been here for years now. I've just been here for 2-3 days now. So I'm thankful. And enjoying Singapore, and also we are thankful that, you know, Lord is doing great work here and in other parts of the world. If you got your Bible, if you like to turn with me in Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, and from verse 35. I've titled my message this evening, The Need, The Call of a Need. And here in verse 35 in the Gospel of Luke, the Bible says, and it came to pass that as he came nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the way, side begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him, Jesus, the of Nazareth, passes by. Isn't it interesting that somebody have a capacity to tell him that someone is going by? And they told him that it was Jesus of Nazareth. And he said, and he cried out, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they which went before rebuked him, that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much more, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, what will thou that I shall do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, receive thy sight, thy faith has saved thee. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. Shall we pray? Gracious Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, that you are our God and our Savior. Thank you for dying on the cross of Calvary. And Lord, saving us. And Lord, there are many out there who need you, Lord. They are lost. It may be our loved one, it may be our friend or schoolmate or workmate. There may be people, Lord, they are just waiting, watching and studying with us, Lord, or seeing us what we are doing. Help us, Father, this evening that we may hear word and the challenges and the encouragement that we can get to keep on and keeping on to serve you, Lord, with all our heart. Bless this word, we pray in Jesus' name. I have three things that I'd like to share with you this evening. And here was a blind man, a man who could not see. And he was at that wayside sitting and begging. He was blind, but he was a beggar. There's something about this blind man. He was blind, but he was not deaf. And he was not dumb either. He could talk. Only his eyesight was not there. If I put myself into his shoes, I found myself that no, many times we are blind, dumb, and deaf. Yet we can see, and yet we can hear, yet we can talk, but we don't use those to share what we need to do as born-again believers. And today the Lord wants to heal our sight. He wants to perform some miracle in our lives. He wants to do some great things in our life today. Are we willing to receive the Lord's healing power in our life today so that He can do some miracle in our lives? Maybe something that you're waiting for. And He wants to open our ears to hear His word. He wants to show us from His word. And He wants to help us so that we can share His word as we move around, wherever it may be. So that we can stand bold before Him. There's three things that we can see here as we look. As the Lord. Lord knows the need of this person. But He went by him. Just imagine, the Lord wasn't blind, was He? No, He wasn't. Was the Lord deaf? No. Was the Lord dumb? No. He knew this person. He knew his need. But yet, He went by. Because the first thing we see here, He gave opportunity to everybody to address the need of this blind man. Everybody that was there, the disciples, and the crowd that followed Him, they all could have just brought this man or brought him before the Lord because he was blind. But nobody addressed to the need of this man. They all went by. And He asked somebody has some time to look at him and say, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. So when he heard the word Jesus of Nazareth, the Lord gave even the blind man the opportunity to call out. So he took the opportunity to call out to the Lord. Just imagine, if you wouldn't have called out to the Lord, you would be sitting there today till blind all his life. Even die in his blindness. It's the way the Lord gives you and I opportunity every day to share His word to somebody or even to live a life humble, patiently, so that people who are around us, maybe watching us, can see our life and the testimony that we hold, so that they can come to know Christ as their Lord and Savior. So here is a blind man, and he needed help. As we can see, the need is everywhere in the world. Somehow we Christians need to get there and to help one another so that the Word of God can be spread all over the world before it's too late. We got that opportunity now. Maybe we won't get that opportunity tomorrow. Tomorrow we won't be here to take that opportunity. Today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow we don't know. So here was the need that was calling out. And these people and the disciple, you know, then took this opportunity to bring this man to the Lord, so the Lord can do some work or so do some miracle in his life. But they all passed by. Many times we see the need, we just walk blind. No, I didn't see it. Did I see anything? No, I didn't see it. Sometimes the needs we see are calling out, and we become deaf. Oh, no, I can't hear it. Sometimes we need to talk out about this need, share this need around, or pray for this. No, I'm too busy, I can't. I can't pray about it. So there is need everywhere. We need to take time, first thing. It's very important. We need to take our time to pray. We need to give the best time of our life for the glory of God. Secondly, we need to use our talent that God has given us. We all are talented here. We all can be used for the glory of God. So we can utilize our talent for the glory of God. Whatever it may be, we can use it for the glory of God. And God has blessed us with our treasures. And we can use our treasures to extend the kingdom of God on this planet Earth by reaching out to people all over the world. So God has given every one of us the time, the talent, and the treasure. We are responsible for our time that God has given us, the talent that He has given us, and the treasure He has given us. How we are using it, how we are, and what we are doing with it, it's all between you and the Lord. The Lord wants to use those things to reach out to the people. And He's calling you and I to be engaged, taking our time. See, these people could have taken their time and picked Him up and took it to Jesus, but they didn't. You know, somebody could have spoken, Master, look, this man is in need, but they didn't. They had opportunity, but they didn't. Same as this blind man, he got the opportunity, he didn't left his opportunity. He just called out, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. He cried out. He cried out, Lord, even though there were people in the crowd says, hey, keep quiet, you blind man. What are you talking about? Shush! They must be saying all kind of things to keep him quiet. Did he stop calling out? He said, this is my only opportunity I have to call. If I'm going to miss this opportunity, what will happen? I'm going to sit here. Can I trust this crowd? No, they're not going to help me. They always say, hey, you keep quiet. But what did he? He just called out maybe more louder. He must have put all his strength in. He said, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Louder. What happened? The Lord had him. The Lord had him. And that's why we need to call unto the Lord. Isn't it Jeremiah 33 says, call unto me, and I'll answer thee, and show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. I like that. That's the way we need to call unto God. And when we call unto God, He will hear us. God wants to hear us. We just need to call unto Him. And this man called unto the Lord, louder and clearly, and Lord heard him. So he uses this opportunity to come before the Lord. The second thing we see here, the responsibility. Each one are given a responsibility. Yes, we are. We are given responsibility in every kind of thing we do today. At home with our children, we are responsible. Place we work, we are responsible. Thing we do, we are responsible about it. But when it comes to the things of God, we are very, very, very slack. We don't take our responsibility seriously. The Most High God who saved us from our sin even though we don't take our responsibility seriously, which is the last time we fasted and prayed for weeks, or for a day. We need to, isn't it? We need to take our responsibility seriously so that we can take time and pray. Not like a popcorn, just pop in and pop out. Oh, thank you, Lord. You know, I'm busy today. I'll do it tomorrow. Sometimes we do popcorn prayers, isn't it? But God wants to see our commitment. In our responsibility, there is a commitment. And with the dedication of our prayer, need to reach out to the throne of grace so the Lord can hear our prayers. We are responsible. How we use our time in prayer. What are the time you're using in our prayer? Today we see in the world that we are living in, we are too busy. By the way, what are the time you use you in your Facebooking? We use a lot of time in our Facebook, isn't it? Oh, well, if you put that Facebook away for some time and use that time to pray for one another, I'm sure God will move, God will do work. Because we are not doing ours and expecting something from God, it doesn't happen. We need to move. We need to pray. We need to take our time to pray. And this is what the Lord wants. We need to take. That's our responsibility. With full of commitment and dedication, we can call unto the Lord for the needy people. We need to call unto the Lord for our families to be God saved. You know, I've been praying for my family. You know, my uncle got saved. The uncle who slapped me because I become Christian, he got saved. Few of my uncle got saved. My mother got saved before she passed away. I'm working on my dad. That one day he'll come to know Christ as the Lord and Savior. I'm not going to quit. He's a hard man to crack out. But Lord can do it. I just need to be faithful. Lord is trying me that I may give up. Oh Lord, he's a hard person. He won't get saved. How do I know? But Lord knows. And maybe one day the Lord will reach to a heart so that he can know Christ as the Lord and Savior. So here we can see the first thing, you know, it is very important for us to minister to the need of these people, and God did, and this man found the healing hand of the Lord upon his life as the Lord called him closer to him. The last thing we see here, service. How the Lord Jesus saved this blind person. And how we are saving one another today. What are some of the obstacles we have in serving? Service is required everywhere. Whatever our position may be, whatever work we do, but service, that's what God required, that you and I need to be a humble servant, going around serving Him. God wants us to humble. Here, He gave them the opportunity. Here, there was the responsibility. They failed it. And here, God taught them how to serve. And here he was brought before the Lord. And the Lord met the need of this blind person. The way he met our need day by day. You know, we get up in the morning. That's the greatest thing we see. That our needs are met. We are still alive. Hey, my hands is working. I can walk. I can go and I can do things. Imagine that if I can't walk. What are we going to do? We're going to cry and just start hating God because I can't walk. So God gives us the opportunity. He gives us to be a responsible servant of God. And He wants us to serve with our heart. And He wants us to humble. That's how the Lord showed this, how humble He was in serving the need of this blind man. And today we can serve by faith, by trusting Him. Because the Lord says, receive thy sight, thy faith has saved thee. He didn't say thy faith has healed thee. Did he? He said, thy faith has saved thee. Because he knew who he was. He took that opportunity to call out to him, thou son of God, son of David, save me. So the Lord saved him. He was a saved person. The great miracle happened in his life. And the great miracle can happen in your life, in my life too, if I know how to utilize my time. If I know how to use my talent. If I know how to use my treasures. And we are all accountable for these three principles. And I pray with my heart this evening. Let's put our hand together to reach out to as many people as we can. There are a lot of blind people there. There are a lot of deaf people there. And there are a lot of dumb people there. But I thank God that God has opened my blind eyes. my deaf ears and my dumb mouth so that I can talk. I can preach the gospel. I can reach out to the people. And we all can do it by living our life and serving God with all our heart. So my challenge this evening is, God help us. Help us to serve. Help us to be what we can be to the people that is around us so that we can humble ourselves and keep serving Him with all our heart. And I want to say thank you right from the bottom of heart for your prayers and your support to the work and ministry in Fiji. It's far away, different world, but every single cent we receive, we put back in the life of these children, and all we do is for the glory of God. So that one day I'm going to stand before Him, and He will ask me this, the time you had what you did, the talent you had what you're doing, and the treasure I gave you, how did you use it? What are you going to say? What are you going to say? Because everything you're going to leave it here, nothing you're going to take. So when we got this opportunity, let's put our heart to the work and the ministry.